welcome everyone to the second season of Honest Thoughts. Can you believe it's already 10 episodes? And today we are welcome one of the guests that is also one of my closest friends, Mick. Let me do a quick introduction about Mick and, you know, the reason why Mick wants to share his experience today to us. So Mick and I met each other 5 years ago when we joined the same company on the same day and traveled together all the way from Singapore to India within 2 weeks. And it was a crazy and fun experience. It gave us a lot of opportunity to learn and also to bonding as well. So, and since then, 5 years later, all of that has become history. Mick, who has an experienced consultant, a graduate and MBA degrees in UCLA. He's also a famous and really, you know, well-known VJ in Thailand. And now besides building up his YouTube channel, he also found his own startups focusing in refund delivery solution in Singapore. That's why I'm so excited to have Mick here and sharing with you his experience. You know, why he was quit his corporate jobs and starting all of this together and chasing his dreams. And it's been almost a year since the pandemic separated us apart. So now I'm really glad to have this opportunity and bring us closer together and amplifying, you know, Mick's story to everyone listening to Honest Thoughts.
Ooh, hi. hi. Thank you so much, Tara, for having me. That was such a nice introduction. Everything was great and correct except famous VJ and well-known in Thailand. Not really sure about that. Yeah. But I worked a little bit in the ministry.
PR.
Yeah. But thanks for having me here. Yeah, so as Tara mentioned, we've known each other for almost 5 years. Five and a bit, actually. Yeah. So we've been through all the journeys, crazy one or even the proper one. But today I got a chance to be on her show and very excited.
Yeah, likewise. Great to have you here. It's kind of a bit weird to sound so formal on this, right? Because we were when we're off screen, we're just like talking casually. But yeah, it's a new experience that I can try with you. So I'm excited. So now is a tough part. I'm gonna ask you questions, literally, and you need to share honest with us. How can you quit a really attractive, more than 200K corporate jobs with the most well-known, you know, published tech company brand in the world? So this is gonna be a journey, and feel free to share and open up with us. First question is, now you're ready?
Yeah, more than ready.
Okay, so honestly, tell me a little bit. Now we're gonna go back a bit, 5 years ago. Okay, retro back a bit, our memory lane. What did you do before, in your corporate jobs in the last 5 years? And what are the opportunities from that, that open up financially or career wise for you, and share with us with how much that you actually make per year or per day.
So the first time when you mentioned about the topic of this chat, I would say 200K is a little bit underestimated. just kidding. So actually, I don't think the numbers really matter in this case. It's actually about because everyone has a different right and the needs of the monetary return. I would say the role or the job that I worked before make me live comfortably, right? So it doesn't matter about the amount. But to go back a little bit about my story before that, so my first job was a consultant, right? And then I worked a little bit in the entertainment industry, and then moved to the States to study, then came to Singapore for the big giant tech firm.
Right.
Yeah, it's a dream company for a lot of people for sure. And they're very encouraged on well-being, work-life balance. So I was very grateful to be in the company. And so it's a tough decision at first at that time, because over the span of like 5 years, I have changed my role a few times. I was in the same team as Tara at first, right?
Tell us a bit more. Sorry to put you there, but tell us. I think we are really curious and really interested to know what is your role
right.
exactly, and what are those skills that you are gaining then.
Right. So the role itself, right, to make it sound posh, is going to be the business strategy manager, mm-hmm. but it's actually in the sales function, right? So the good thing about sales is that it's very lucrative job, right? It gives a lot of money, and it matches my lifestyle in terms of like I love engaging with people, talking to customer. So the main responsibility is to connect with existing customer and then help them to grow their business, and like finally they're gonna spend more with us. That's how it works. So it's not really as like sales, but it's more on the kind of consultant who works for our
right.
product and help groom our customer to grow. Right. But then I moved to video platform, like as a marketing team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I moved back to the sales team again as a another like function. Right. So yeah, that's how it is. For the
right.
5 years. So I would say, even though I work in one role for like a year or 2 years, every day is like a new things for me. It's like not completely new, just like few new things that I've learned and I grow myself. But as everyone knows, like when we feel more comfortable with what we are doing, it's about the marginal return, right? Every day you learn less and less. But less in that case is still like something new, right? The first moment that I really realized that, hey, I should start doing something new. It was when I moved from the sales team to the marketing team, right? Because when I was in sales, my manager always say, hey, mate, it's very easy to grow. It is very easy to learn. You just keep stretching yourself a little bit, bit by bit, right? And I keep stretching every day, like trying more things, sell more or share new things, right? But once I moved to marketing team, it's completely new world and I have to learn a lot of new things. So I think it gives me back the excitement that I should have, and also the level of knowledge or growth mindset that I want it come back. So the
right.
pace is totally different. Yeah, so that's the first moment when I feel like, hey, I rather change the environment, change the scope totally to learn. Yeah.
Right. So is that why, you share the opportunities, which is great. Like you have flexibility to move in different departments within the company. You're able to interact with a lot of customers, and you're also able to work as a business advisor, right? To your, we would say clients. Yeah. So, is that all the things that you like about the jobs, or is there any others, elements outside? And if so, why would you quit? It sounds such a great and great environment, great benefits.
Right. If you think about what I like about the job, what I miss the most is people, and how.
You mean me?
Some people, I would say, including you for sure, right? And also like how it has been structured. So we don't need to do everything, right? In the company, we just do your own job, and do it well. That's the thing that I like, right? So we can focus and less concerned about all the noises, right? So that's what I miss the most. But moving to doing something by myself is a different vibe, which I'm willing to tell you more about that. But what was the question again?
Let me just remind you. So when we when I mentioned, like, you have great opportunities, right, and great experience, why would you quit the job?
So there is no like single moment, right? It's a it's a collective of train of thoughts that come into my mind. The first time was when I switched role, right? But then if I think backward, I feel that working as an entrepreneur is something that I always craving for, right? Given my family background, my dad was a refugee, and then he started everything by himself. And I saw how he has been successful from scratch and until now, like he has his own business, not a big one, but that far beyond like one I can think about if I were him, right? So I think that came since I was young, right? I feel so proud when I think about that. And the reason why I start with the corporate world is because I want to learn how it works. I want to learn how to become an employee, to understand employee. But one day, if I want to start something by myself, so I can understand them and I can work in multiple functions for the company. So it's always part of the thought. The question is when, right?
Right?
Yeah, but the first thing is around like when I changed role. Second time was when I watched actually the series in Korea. It's a Korean Netflix series. It's called Startup. That series also triggered my thought to start something again. Like right after watching that series, I remember that I called my friend who is in the States, and he was my friend at the university, right? I asked him, hey, I want to start something. Are you down with me to start this, right? He said he wanted to still stay in the US, and then he's gonna move to Japan to watch Olympics, and then he would think about this afterward. I was like, okay. So I'm on my own. But yeah, so actually like the decision was made since that time. Like regardless, even I have him or not, I would do something by myself, right? I just want to have courage to make it happen, right? But I think the key final string or the things that really pushed me is when the company has to restructure. It did not affect me that much because like restructuring means I can move to another team, I can relocate. There are a lot of options, right? And our company was generous enough not to like just cut you out and then you have to find a job by yourself. Like give me an ample time. I would say like a few years to really find roles. So but I know that hey, if I keep being in this company, my life will be good, right? My life will be good. I can predict how my life gonna be, like working my ass off for another 5 to 10 years. I have money to buy anything, but it's not fun. Once you can imagine how your life gonna be in the next 5 years or 10 years, and you just follow that path, I don't feel excitement out of that, right? So what's the point of staying another 5 years to know to the point where you already know it's gonna happen, right? I feel it's more excited to explore and then make a bigger dream, right? Make a more challenging dream and make it happen.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to emphasize on the point you just mentioned there, on, you know, think about next 5 years, and also like, you know, from the beginning, from your dad as a role model, that entrepreneurship is your path, right? But the question is when. And I want to emphasize this, that you done this in the middle of the pandemic. It's like in 2021, right? When things are, you know, really uncertain across the globe. And what I know that you have so much passion and also like big dreams, but would that scary at that point when you know like you have such a well payoff stable jobs, but at the same time, when you're on your own and with the pandemic's happening, there's no plan laid out concretely. What enabled you to do that? And yeah,
I was scared. Yeah, well, I was really scared at the time, but it's not just an ad hoc decision, right? It has been through some thinking process before, right? I have to think about my financial stability. I have to think about if I leave the company, what kind of the job or what kind of the startup that I want, or what do I really want in my life, right? So everything has to be thinking through before leaving, before the action happened. And the pandemic, like when I left, the pandemic was the pandemic hit the world for like around a year and a bit. So I realized that it will be with us for a while, right? So there's no point. I feel grateful that even the pandemic hit, like I still have a job, right? But so at that moment, security is not the first priority for me. Job security is not the first one. Right? It's about exploring. And of course, like when the bad thing happened or when the pandemic happened, there are a lot of opportunities coming. When there are a lot of product or service that the world need arise. So it's a great time. It's a great time. So there, like I'm the big beauty pageant fans, and then I think like there are two statements that I really like. The first one is, if not now, then when? If not you, then who? Right? That's the first statement. And the second statement is, no best time but now, right? I mean, it's like, this is the best, like now is the best time to do something. So I think after everything is planned and few more kicker, like the series, the team, Rehawk, so everything combined, I decided to quit, yeah.
Okay, so in summaries wise, you have two factors basically. Number one is external factor, which is your current company, Rehawk. That's another push factor for you, right? Second factor is like your internal passions, your dreams, right? Your path of your dad role model or where you want to push you. But probably the corporate world is like a bubble in a way, right? Like it's really good. So it's not like push you to change or end it directly to follow entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
In that way, the pandemic is a good thing. It's make you realize, or it makes you, you know, be more courage to be brave, take risk.
Yes, I would say I need to be more like brave than the actual like usual time.
Yeah.
But for me, pandemic is just one thing. If everything has planned well, it's okay. Like pandemic is not a big factor for me.
Right. So in that case, on the contrary, is neat. You already planned before this.
Yes.
It's just a timing happened. Okay. So basically, if anyone want to quit the jobs, they need to plan well ahead first. It's not like a rough decision.
It depends on the lifestyle, but I would highly recommend you should plan at least like few options. The first one is about financial. It's really important, right? The second thing is around where you want to be or how you want to stay. Or one more thing that I forget to mention is that before I live in Singapore because of the company's visa, right? But after 5 years, I applied for become the permanent resident. So once I got the letter from the government that, hey, I got my PR residency status has been granted, I quit the job. So I think that's another kicker point as well, right? So I thought about this like a year before I applied PR to make sure that even though I don't have job, I can still live in Singapore. Right? So it's about where you want to be, how you want to leave, how long you can leave after that, right? And what do you want to do? I think answer these questions for me something we can face in the future when things come, right? But at these three questions that you need to answer yourself.
Yeah, that's a great point you mentioned there. I think it's not just apply for quitting a new job, it's apply for when you're making all decisions in life, I think. So now we take a bit more of today, I think, of that people are already curious. So what are you doing now? Tell us more, what are the exciting paths that you are creating, and how is your life right now after the corporate jobs?
Right. So right after leaving, so I worked really hard until the last day. And then I told myself that I'm going to take like a month break doing nothing. Just going to the beach, the swimming pool every day. Yeah, and I did so, right? Right after
so
that.
Fancy.
So fancy. Right?
I want a good job like you too.
Yeah, but after that, I have to start going back to the normal life, right? So I have plan of a few things that I want to work on as a side, but the main thing is that I want to start my own startup. So there are two options, obviously. The first one, to start something by myself, or the second one is to join a program or some well-structured incubator to make sure that I can be successful, right? So I chose the second path. Like, I joined the programs. Like, the reason why I want to stay in Singapore, because there are a lot of programs like this. My program called Antler, so they train you to understand how startup works, and then they will provide a pre-seed funding as well. So I was in the program for 2 months, and then I set up the business with my friend. So the business called Return Genie, right? And the
Return Genie,
okay. Yeah, abracadabra, those kind of fancy
magic
stuff.
Magic happening.
Magic happened, that's true. But it actually came from the rise of e-commerce, which has been accelerated by the pandemic, right? So that's why I say the pandemic is a great thing in some point. So because people buy more online, but it doesn't mean that people can buy the things that they really fit or the things that they really like, especially girls or guy who buy apparel online, right? A lot of time, the size doesn't fit, so we need to return. But the fact that we found is that the return rate in Asia is very low, like 5 to 10%. I can't even remember like when was the last time that I returned. But this number, if we see in Europe or in the States, right, it's go up to like 30% or 50%. So I see the big gap, and I'm trying to bring the convenience of return to Asia, like instant refund, free pickup, free return, those kind of ideas, right? So for those who are listening and you are the owner of the apparel store, check out www.return-genie.com. We have the solution for you.
Can you repeat that one more time?
www.return-genie.com. Yes.
Great. Okay. Yes. So I just want to ensure that we are able to capture that correctly. So if anyone will follow up, I can easily go to the website.
Sure. Or you can email me at maybe Tara, you can leave my email below somewhere. I don't know, but yeah, nick@returngenie.com. Feel free to send me an email if you have anything.
Cool. I mean, I was trying to post somewhere. Podcast is not able to post email, but I'll try. Okay.
I know. It's not like other video platform,
yeah,
right? That we
yeah,
can like
yeah.
leave comment below. Blah blah blah.
Yeah, That's a good thing about podcast, because people are actually listening to.
Right.
So I think is a different, also unique point of having this. Back to this side, of what you're currently doing, right? I mean, what you just mentioned is great. Like joining a program, right? Finding partners and creating a business. I know it sounds so easy, but in reality, I think it's a journey, it's a process. Can you tell us more in terms of like, how are you able to, find the right, business partners to start up, and also find the right ideas? I know you have the idea about e-commerce, but what is why is it refund? Why is it on the other part of e-commerce? Why it has to be a refund?
Right. So it's actually not easy or not as rosy as we know. If you watch the series, the startup series, right? My life is like totally different from that. Not that easy. but the thing is that I went to the program with the mindset that I want to find the right co-founder, right? Find the right people first. And then once we work with the right people, right, the whatever idea it is, we can make it through together. That's the first time when I joined the program, right? And then I realized it's not the right thing to think. It can be the right thing, but it doesn't work for me, because when we find the right people, right, but sometimes our preferences are not aligned, I pair up with them, they're great people, but the industry is not something that I really like. So then I ask myself again, hey, if I have to work in this industry for another 4 or 5 years, will I be happy? Can I contribute to this industry, right? And the answer is not really. So I decided to kind of break the team from them and then find another team. So it's very normal for the program like this that to help you find co-founder, right? You keep finding the right people.
It's like mix and match process.
It's like
mix
and match, it's like Tinder for business.
Yeah,
world.
Like Tinder for business, exactly.
Yeah.
Find the right match.
Exactly. And then I find this team. So the work in the business that I'm very passionate about, I love like e-commerce and kind of the entertainment platform, like music, video platform. So that's why I talked to them and we just formed a team and then do this together, right? So I handle the marketing strategy, marketing plan, help them with the growth so I can leverage my skill in sales and marketing to work in the industry where I'm passionate about, which is e-commerce.
Right.
Yeah.
And fashion.
And fashion, yes, that's true. Yeah, so far everything has been great. Few things, like life as an entrepreneur is not easy, right? As I mentioned before, when you work as an employee, you were assigned to do your job, right? You were hired to do your job only. The rest, there will be another team, another function helped you, right? You don't think about HR, you don't think about anything else. But as an entrepreneur, you have to do everything that you can. Sometimes you have to do things that you don't like to achieve something that you really like. I think that's a difficult thing, right? So I have to touch on HR. I don't even know how many leave that I have. I don't even have high salary that I used to have before. Like I work for free for a few months. And then now I think this month will be the first month that I start getting salary.
But
it's still way far off the initial salary where I left off, right?
Right. I think that is the biggest, I think, biggest element for people not taking risks, like hold them back, right? Because they were in a comfort zone of like having everything well paid, prepared for. Now come to the point where it's nothing. You need to start from scratch.
Right.
And also you don't pay it yourself.
Yeah.
So tell us more like how you're able to keep up and also what keeping you to, you know, continue that journey, even though that is a vast difference.
So let me share you on the financial side first. So you might be able to plan it for those who looking for entrepreneurial journey.
Right.
I think the minimum, the real minimum that you have to have first is 6 times of your monthly expense. That's the bare minimum, right? You have to understand how much you have to spend each month. But
that depends on your countries of you know,
totally. For me, I have a saving that I believe I can stay at least 3 to 5 years. Which initially I believe 3 to 5 years, but now like I spent half of my cash already.
So you need to work the magic fast.
That's true. We need to have like more magic. But I think that's a base thing that you have to think about.
Right.
And for me, every month that I don't have salary since I left previous company, right? I take it as an opportunity cost. That means my goal is that in the next 2 years or 5 years, if I sell a stock or if I work in the existing company, it has to at least bring me back those money with some interest. So I think that's like the basic mindset that I need to have. In terms, go back a little bit in terms of the finance thing, right? Once I start leaving the job, before I never think about monthly expense, anything about money, just gain monthly and spend, no need to jot down anything, right? But after I left, every month I have to calculate and do the summary of my total assets, right? To see how much do I have left? Is my asset growing or is it declining? If it's declining, can it still let me follow my own plan, right? And if it's like stay the same or stay slightly declined, maybe some part of the money that's just leaving the bank, would I be able to invest with that money, right? What's the right proportion of cash and proportion of the investment that I should have? I think like these are something that you need to think about to make sure that even you leave the company, your assets is growing.
So if we talk about the exact number, I mean, we're not talking about the exact number that you have, but what are the exact range that works for you? What, are we talking about 100K for 6 months, or we talk about, you know, 500K to eligible for that?
It's really tough because like my case is that I live in the current country where I don't have house, I don't have anything. Right. So I have rent, I have everything that I have to pay. And I'm I love to spend, you know, I love to buy luxurious things. So my
that's why you like e-commerce.
My expense is an outlier. So I would say the best thing is to calculate by your own expense monthly. Yeah, I cannot share like on the number. It's not because I don't want to share, but it's because I think it's not a right benchmark, right, for everyone, right?
Okay.
But at least I think multiply that number to, I would say 2 years would be the best number to make, because like to start new thing, you will start, you will fail, you will pivot, right? So 6 months would be very tough. Unless if you leave to move to another company, I'm sure like within 6 months you can find a job.
Yeah.
But if you want to start a startup, give yourself 2 years at least. That's the amount of saving that you should have.
Got it. So basically the formula is using your monthly expense, right? Averagely, and times
12 times
2 years.
Oh, two years.
Yeah. Which is 24 months.
Right.
To cover that,
right,
as a safety guard or your security assurance.
Yes.
For your dream.
Yes, that's the minimum. Yeah. So in case like we haven't talked about, you have to have the insurance, everything in place already. So that's another thing. Right. Take that into consideration as well.
Right. No, that's give me a whole perspective because, I definitely think, you know, we. Quitting, it takes a lot of preparations. I think quitting is to purchase your dreams or pursue your dreams is amazing, but yet it's not like a impromptu kind of quit that we talk about here. It's a calculated risk that you have taken.
Right. Quitting is easy, actually. Quitting is easy. Yeah. You just give the resignation letter. That's it. But quit smartly is something that you have to be being careful about.
Yeah, no, definitely, for sure. And yes, exactly. So I think that this can give a lot of people here who are listening to our podcast to have better, maybe like a directions or a motivations. To, I think number one is prepare
right.
And figure out what you want and prepare for it in advance.
Yeah.
And always have a financially safety, like emergency funds. For that 2 years worth of expense that you have.
Yeah.
Right. So cool. And what are you, you know, beside working on for you know, Return Genie, What are you also venturing into? Like, what are your current dating series right now?
So before I started this Return to Me, right, I was afraid that I would not have any job or anything to back up my financial stability as well. So I find like kind of the freelance work. Actually, okay. there are a lot of platforms to help you with this. Fivers or I don't know, well, a lot of things, or your friends, your connections, right?
Yeah, Fiverr is a great platform. I heard a lot about that. Yeah.
Right. So I have few projects around that. So given that with my current work, I don't have much time left. Right. Mm. But I would say I'm happier. Not happier, but I feel more satisfied comparing to the time when I was in the corporate.
Can you tell us more about the project that you're taking on?
It's such a random thing. Like I do the media production for my friend for Thai Embassy. I built a website for another friend. To help with that with the corporate, and I also start my small candle business.
That's cool.
Yeah,
what is this called?
It's called Antidotes.
Antidotes. Okay.
Yeah, Antidotes. It's like the peel that help you release or relieve from like all the toxic things in your life. Right, so it help you heal that. So that's something that I'm working on. There are a lot of things around that. So now, handful of responsibility with me.
Sounds. You sound stressed, but I from my perspective, it sounds exciting. It seems like all the things that you want to do.
Yeah.
Doing it now.
The different things between now and then, now and before leaving the job, is that I'm still busy. Like most times you're busy, but this time I'm busy with things that I like. Everything, like few projects, I love all of them, right? And I know that these are my passion. And the previous one, I love my job as well, but not all the things that I want to get busy with. So that's the difference.
I totally understand that. I think a corporate world is more like you've been given a task and you can finish the task, but it's for other people. Right.
Yes.
But for this time, you have tasks, but this is for yourself.
Right.
So definitely is more satisfying and worthwhile. You know, this has been so great to catch up. It's more like I feel like more like a catch up and discussion and sharing, more rather than an interview with you.
Yeah.
But I do think that you also share really valuable lessons as well as real life experience for people who are interested. Or have a plan or also in a pathway of like should I not, you know, consider to build their entrepreneurship or pivot beyond their 9-to-5.
Right.
So thank you so much.
Wow, this is so official. My pleasure to share, and I know that you have your own podcast channel. I'm very grateful to be on your channel. So actually, everyone, the listener, we have three people from Asia that are in the same batch, right? Tara is very focused on podcast. We have another friend, he's big YouTuber now. So yeah, I feel like even though you are still working in a corporate for now, right? You feel insecure to leave, but you can start doing something on the side, whatever you like. And then once you feel that you can make money from that, it would not make as much as what you earn from the corporate now,
sure.
Because you work it as a part-time, right? But if you feel that, hey, it's something that it can make long-term career, why not try? I think starting something on the side first until you feel comfortable to leave, that would be the safety net for you.
And I mean, I would love to catch up with you in person soon. Hopefully, you can be reconnected.
Hopefully, soon.
In Singapore. Yeah. Soon. And do you want to share any parting note or your YouTube channel if people are interested to know more about you or your business?
please. Okay, so yeah, please feel free to look up my business if you want. But first and foremost, if you want to get to know more about me, or I have one of the video with Tara as well. It's one of the most popular video. just get into YouTube channel. My channel name's Mick Vooch, M-I-C-K-V-O-O-C-H. Mick Vooch, that's my channel. So happy to get connected with all of you, and then yeah, happy to answer anything. So unfortunately, my channel is in Thai, but if there's a lot of requests, a lot of people wanna hear in English, happy to share that as well.
Sounds great. Okay, and so but so sad that we have to end episode today, but hopefully in the future, you will be able to come to the channel again and share more experience about your journey. I'm happy to catch up on that or follow up.
Sure. Happy okay. to come back again anytime.
Okay, thank you, Mick.
All right. Thank you, everyone. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.